Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Mike Snyder. I'm filling in for Mark Rawson today on Spiritual Connections Radio. Today we have our show with Francine Clausen, who is on the air here with us once a month. And Francine's website, which has more information about the reading she does and the other work she does, is francinesangels.com. And of course, to hear the replay of this show or any of our other shows here on Spiritual Connections Radio, you can also visit our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And what I'm going to do here is give out the phone number for the callers for you to call in today. And that number is 646-716-9663. And again, 646-716-9663. And okay, so Francine, are you there?
Are you still there? Hello?
Okay, so are you there, Francine?
I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand everything over to you right now.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Nope.
Hello, all my angels out there. I hope you're having a nice, long holiday weekend with lots of family and fun and enjoying this hot, muggy, sticky weather, especially if you live in the Northeast. That's what we're getting right now. I encourage you all to call in for a free reading today. That's actually the special part of the show for me, is to give you the reading. So please call in, and the number again is 646-716-9663. Today I want to talk about creating a sacred space in your home. And usually when I do a show, I find a need in my life or something that's missing, and I like to bring it out to you. So I don't know about you, but the week before last, we had some really cooler weather. It almost felt like fall. And I thought, uh-oh, that means that winter is just around the corner. How can I create a sacred space in my home that represents summer for me? And if you go to my Facebook page, and friend me, I'll let you in, and you can see some of the pictures I took. I know we're all feeling the same after last winter. It was too long, too cold, and too snowy. So I decided a few weeks ago to bring my favorite summer season indoors. So this way, when winter arrives, I'll still be able to at least see and feel summer in my home. I call it my sacred space. And today I want to teach you to create one. And then I'd like to do a little meditation in this space. All right. If you've ever visited my angel room or you go to my website, you'll know that this is a sacred space for me. Your space does not have to be large. It can be just a small area in your home. But it's a space where you create peace. And that brings me to my new sacred space, which will now be in my bathroom. Yes, my bathroom. It's quiet, and you know you won't be bothered. And most people get most of their alone time in their bathrooms. So I created a sacred summer space in there. You can see a few pictures. You'll actually laugh. There's a big seashell, and it's really kind of cute. I wanted to create a space that feels warm and tropical. And I think I succeeded, but let me know. And I'll definitely let you know come February when it's snowing like crazy around here. I'll let you know if I got the effect I needed. Almost all summer stuff was on sale when I went to the mall. So it was easy and inexpensive. I found that huge seashell I told you about, and I added lots of pearls and different colors. I filled jars with sand and sea glass, and I found different color sandals that reminded me of the sea, different colors of blues, even a couple of greens and purples. I even saw flip-flops that were next to nothing in price, and I stuck those inside some pretty greenery. And the last touch I need is a few goldfish. I haven't got those yet. I've got to get a little goldfish bowl, and I'm going to get myself two little goldfish and put them up there. I just thought that'd be kind of neat. I want a place where you go and you just let go. Whether I'm just sitting there or whether I am taking a bath or whether I just want to be in there blow drying my hair, just when I go up there now, it makes me smile. And studies have shown that when you visit a place that makes you feel peaceful and familiar, your blood pressure lowers, your breathing gets more even, you feel a sense of calm and peace and well-being. When you create your sacred space, I would love to see your pictures too. Send them to me via email or Facebook. I want to see how creative you can be. I now challenge you all. Okay, now I want you to take a deep breath, sit back, feet in the ground, and relax. Take some deep cleansing breaths and allow your body to lose all tension, stress, worry, anxiety. This is your sacred space. This is your time. So let's start to relax and create. I want you to imagine what your sacred space would look like. And I'm going to give you a minute to do so. You can put in one object or you can put in several right now. You can always add or take away. But find a special place in your home and imagine you're in your sacred space right now. Good. Some of you might have imagined something simple like a lit candle or a photo gallery surrounded by pictures of your favorite people or animals or even flowers or plants. If you're a football fan, you might put some football memorabilia. Maybe a mermaid or a fireplace or wood stove. Maybe a small little piece of a mountain or just some sacred stones. You can't choose anything wrong in this place because this is your personal sacred space. Great job. Good. So, are you sitting and imagining your space? Now, congratulate yourself. You've created this space, and you can come here anytime you want. You made this space a reality in your mind. And I challenge you again to make it a reality in your life. Now, does this space bring out great feelings in you? Are you feeling peace, a slower pace of life? Is your energy getting higher? Do you feel more creative in this space? Rest in this space for a bit. Maybe you want to connect with someone in this space. Maybe your angels or a loved one in spirit or even an ascended master like Mary or Jesus or Buddha. Or maybe you just come here to relax and let go. Maybe you want to let go of those 10,000 thoughts in your head per day. Or just release stress and worry. Or if you just come here to slow down. Sometimes it's just a place where our whole body needs to slow down. Or reset your body for the day in this sacred space. You can start first thing in the morning or midday or even at the end of the day before bed. Just find yourself again. Don't get lost at the end of the day. Just come here and let it all go. And yes, it can be that simple, I promise. If you will make the time to do so, you can find your peace in this sacred space. You'll find even your breathing feels so much better. This is the peace that you were born to have naturally. Good. Congratulations. All right, you can open your eyes again, and I can't wait to get those pictures of your sacred space. See how creative you are. All right, Mike, I am ready for some callers.
Okay, so I'm going to put our first caller on today, and that's going to be Laura. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Francine.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi. How's is it? It's got to be hot in New Jersey today, too.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to rain, too. It's really overcast.
Oh, all right. We'll send you some of our sun. It's nice and bright here.
Oh, I would love that.
Good. We'll send it your way. Well, first the rain, then the sun. What's the question you want me to answer today?
I wanted to know, do you see me changing career paths or getting a better job anytime soon?
Okay. And what are you doing right now for work?
I am working as a contractor at a company through the end of December.
Okay.
But I'm looking for permanent work.
Is this just temporary?
Yes.
Go ahead. Why do I feel you're really good at this job, though? Is that true?
It is, but I'm pretty bored with this particular job.
Yeah. You're almost too smart for this job. That's why you're so great at it. Do you see that? It's like your bored because there's no challenge.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give the cards a good shuffle, and I'm going to deal out four for you, and let's see if I see the new job card.
I got a little feather floating down in front of me when I was
You did?
About
Where did you? When did you find this?
It happened right before I called into your show.
Well, there's your answer right there. Of course there's a new job. Well, your first bet is miracles. Why do I feel now? This is quick, within the next few months. Now, you said you stay till December?
Yeah, but I've been applying for jobs, permanent jobs.
I feel it's before December. Would you be able to get out of this job if you found a new one?
Oh, yeah. I'd give 2 weeks notice, so I'd move.
Good. I just feel it's within the next month, Laura.
Do you think I have to move far away, or would it be in the same state where
No, I don't feel you're moving at all. How's what's your commute with this job?
Pardon me, what did you ask me?
Do you have a long commute with the job, with your current job?
Well, no, not really. It's 45 minutes, but I sit in traffic a lot with this, where I'm at. The other job that I applied to is north, and it's in my state. It's north of me, but I'm hoping that I get that job. That's the one I really would like.
Would that require a move? Because I don't see a move right now.
No, it wouldn't require a move.
Good.
I do want to purchase a home eventually.
I feel like the job comes first. You're right. But I do feel like it's within your local vicinity. It may be a little bit more of a commute. And is this something where you're in an org or office, but you're the organizer?
Yeah, I would say that would be, this is a pretty good job. That's a good way of putting it. I would be organizing a lot of things.
Yeah, it feels like you're multitasking, you're organizing, not just organizing files, but I mean people, too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good girl. Would you call me when you get the job?
I will.
All right, your next card is retreat. In the meantime, can you stop beating yourself up? Why are you so hard on yourself lately?
Oh, you know how you were talking about your sacred space?
Yeah.
Well, I am in a small apartment, and I guess I beat myself up because by now, at this stage of my life, I thought I would have had my house and I would have been set. And I get down on myself because I have no room to move, and it frustrates me because I like to be organized and I like everything put away, but I have nothing. And I have no room, and I'm dying to move.
Now, listen to me. That was one of my places. When I grew up, it was small and tight. So, do you have a little sitting area?
I do.
All right. Mm-hmm. What do you want to put in that sitting area that represents you or something that means the world to you?
Well, I have something in the room already.
What is it?
It's a beautiful picture of Spirit Island in Canada.
Ooh.
And I didn't think it was called Spirit Island, but I fell in love with it the minute I saw it. And then I discovered that it was called Spirit Island. And it's just absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Now, what do you want to add? Let's call this sacred space Spirit Island.
Okay.
I like that. What can we add to it?
I have some little angel thing. I don't know what else. Well, I do have, a really nice, there's no room in here.
Oh, wait, no, little things. Can we add a glass jar? You can go to the dollar store and get a glass jar. How about some feathers in your jar?
Oh, feathers. That's
I know, I'm coming to decorate your house, Laura. That's it. Come on. Some feathers in a jar. It doesn't have to be big. It can be so small. Mm. I might put a little, oh, what's that plant for abundance? I can't think of that. Oh, I can't think. It's just a small little plant, and it brings in abundance. I want to say it's not a jade.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I know. Call in, listeners. Let us know what the plant is. But I might bring that in. Or I might just put a picture in of, take a picture of where the new place is for the job and put that in a little frame. That brings it closer to you. But anything to do with spirit, island, feathers, even like I told you, I'm getting a goldfish. You could get a little fake goldfish or a Nemo and put it on your table. Anything
like
that you walk in the room and it's going to make you smile.
The feathers, I think, is a good idea because I get a lot of feathers, and they'll be sometimes they're like very microscopic. In fact, my eye will follow it as it's floating down.
See?
And there could be somebody in the room with me, and they won't see it because it's so little, but my eyes are following it and tracking it.
Well, because you're a healer, honey, it's easier for you to see it. And even stones, you can get stones from outdoors and put them in the house. They emit such a beautiful energy. And you have great energy anyway, Laura. And your next card is playfulness. When do you play? I'm not feeling it. What's the fun thing?
Yeah, I know. I haven't played this much this summer. Last summer I had more play in me. This summer I haven't done that. But you're right. Maybe I saw fall today.
In the fall, go apple picking, go run in the leaves, be a little kid.
Yeah, you're right. I need to get out more. I love
you
nature.
Too. When do we lose this? When do we lose that childlike quality?
I know.
When we're stressed, when we're worried, we don't know how to giggle anymore. So you got a new job coming. Stop worrying. And the other thing is, you feel lonely. Is there no partner in your life?
No.
Oh, can we change that?
If you can get it to change, I would be so happy.
Okay. Why do I feel you're not looking right now?
You know, because honestly, I want to get my act together, which means the job, and I want to get my own home on my own. I don't want somebody to come in and buy the home for me. I want to do it on my own.
No, I don't blame you, Laura. Good for you. Self-empowered. But I feel by next June there's someone who comes in. I feel he starts, it's a friendship. It's not like this, he comes in as this guy that I have to be with. It starts as a very soft friendship, but I like what I feel.
Oh, good. I like that. That's
good.
Perfect.
Yeah, I feel like you need to trust men again, too.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Good. All right. Will you send me a picture of your feathers in the jar?
I sure will, Ransom.
All right. You take care, honey, and all the best.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Laura.
Bye.
Okay. You ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Okay. We have Roberta.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Francine?
I'm wonderful now that I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Ooh, not too far from me.
Not too far. We enjoyed a reading in March,
by
the way.
Okay, I don't remember you yet, but as we talk, I may.
Okay, well, you were wonderful then, and when I follow you on Facebook, I noticed that you have this show, and after our reading, I have some questions.
Go for it.
Well, when we spoke in March, you told me that you've seen a man coming into my life in the number 4, and that has not yet happened, and that I was going to be traveling this summer to Rhode Island, and he was taking me everywhere, and has not yet happened.
Did you go to Rhode Island?
No.
On your own?
No.
You know what? This is the biggest complaint I get from people. I haven't met him in the number that was said.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, what have you been doing to change that? And they say, nothing. So how have you changed since we spoke?
Oh, I'm out every single week. I've actually met two gentlemen that, you know, didn't seem worthwhile.
Okay,
someone
those
most
are the
recently.
Frogs. You have to kiss the frogs first.
Right. I have since spoken to you, have been out every single weekend exposing myself to many different people.
Where are we hanging out, though?
I have a sister that's divorced, and, you know, we go different places for dinner or social events. I'm not online or online.
No,
dating,
I don't feel you're an online girl. I really don't.
No.
Are there any celebrations or weddings coming up?
No.
Okay. No birthday parties?
No.
Okay. And it was within a 4, so I read to you in March. So the 4 could be, and I hope I'm wrong, but it could be either 4 months or next April, but I hope I'm wrong, because usually the reading's within a year.
Yeah, because you told me that by this time next year, this was March, that my life was going to be completely different.
Different, yeah, because you must have got the New Beginnings card, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so of the two men you met, did you find that you made some sort of a friendship connection? Because sometimes your angels feel you're not ready yet, and so they get you ready. Did that make sense?
Maybe one, not the other, no.
Okay. So that they made you sort of boost your ego a little bit. So that
yeah,
when
a little bit.
All right. I know. You don't have a big ego anyway, Roberta.
No, I don't.
You don't. And you're looking for a very special type man, too. He has to be very specific. You're not going to just settle. You know that.
Right.
So can I draw some cards and
sure.
see what I see?
Sounds
right.
great.
Excellent. And did you just have a birthday?
I did.
Happy birthday from your angels.
Oh, thank you.
Now,
just
how did
had
you
one.
What?
I just had one, August 3rd.
Oh, because they're just saying happy birthday. How did you celebrate?
Actually, I celebrated it at a great, great niece's baptism.
Ooh, nice. Lots of family.
All family.
Oh, I love that. All right, next time we have to have family and strange friends, not strange or weird, but friends that you've never met. Okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to shuffle them again, and then I'm going to pull out 4 of them and see what I see. When I read you, was it the new love card or the soulmate?
I think it was the new love card. Okay.
So new love means someone you've never laid eyes on. It's brand new. Okay, let's see. All right. The first one is divine timing and celebration. Tell me what celebrations are coming up.
None that I know of.
All right. So any celebration that you hear of, whether it's wedding, birthday party, bar mitzvah, anything, please attend, because divine timing means the timing is perfect, but it's through some sort of, and celebration can just mean a bunch of friends. Oh, do you have a class reunion coming up?
No.
Okay. Because the next one is soulmate, pal. That's why I asked if I had pulled soulmate or new love.
I don't know. I don't know, Francine. I don't remember, to be honest.
All right. But you have soulmate again, honey. And there are 54 cards in this deck. So the odds of me pulling soulmate again are pretty slim, huh?
Yeah, I don't. What does that mean?
It means that you are so ready. Change your venue. Change where you're going. Like if you're hanging out with your sister, is it the same restaurant or the same place each week?
No.
So you do shake it up?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Excellent. And what type of guy are you looking for?
Someone who loves his family, who's open to doing a lot of different things, who's honest.
I agree. Funny, maybe funny.
Funny, yeah.
Do you make a list of this and post it somewhere?
No.
Why? You think that's funny?
Yeah. Where would I post it?
Inside a cabinet door.
Oh, okay.
Try it. Call me within, now this time it showed up within a 3, so call me within the next 3 weeks, 3 months, but attend every celebration. And truth and integrity, are you meeting a lot of men that aren't honest with you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're just kissing the frogs right now, because truth and integrity means we're sending these men, but you're seeing that their values aren't what you want yet. But it's almost like they're the stepping stones, and then, bang, there he is. Now, just the opposite of Laura's guy. When you see this man, you'll know immediately. It doesn't start as a friendship. This is fast. But I still feel he lives near water, or you're visiting water.
Hmm.
You're not going to Florida or California or anything, are you?
I just have a nephew that lives in California, and you've told me that before about California.
Yeah, I see you going. It's this beautiful setting, but there's water. Well, when are you visiting this nephew?
I'm not.
Oh, why? What if he's there in California?
Yeah. No, can't afford it. Can't get the time off the work.
Save some money. You never know. I'm not saying he is, but, again, all I see is water.
Mm.
I know. And I also feel like, are your eating habits off, Roberta?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Is your tummy bugging you, though?
Yes.
What are you doing about that?
I try to watch what I eat.
All right. I feel like you're eating late at night or heavy eating at night.
No, I'm not.
No? All right, good. Yeah, well, I just feel like you've developed, like, certain, like, I can't eat gluten anymore, and I feel like gluten is heavy for you.
Yes.
And when you watch what you eat, you feel better. The gluten just feels like it's sticking inside you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you might want to just lighten up on that, too. But you're a beautiful woman, my angels tell me, and you are good to go.
Okay.
All right. You got to get out there, pal. I want you to just shake it up.
Shake it up.
I have a celebration. I'm inviting you. How's that?
That sounds like a good idea.
Are anything, any events in your area coming up?
No.
Any concerts?
Not that I know of.
Are you near the ocean in Connecticut?
No.
Okay. Any boat races, anything where you're outside?
Not really, no.
Any restaurants where you go that are on the water?
Well, a lot of the time, yes.
Good. So hang out there and call me. Call me within a 3 now.
Within a 3. Okay, and one last question, Francis.
Sure.
So, I have a son that lives far away, and you told me that in July there was going to be a big celebration, and that has not happened either. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Because he just delayed the celebration. I have to ask you a question. Is he always upset with you?
No.
Or does he think you're upset with him? I hear the word upset.
I think he's upset that he hasn't been able to get back here.
I just feel like he thinks you're upset with him, like he's not trying hard enough.
No, I don't think that's true.
All right. And why do I feel he is getting a job here? Has he applied?
He has. He was declined, and now he was told that maybe in October they would, you know, open up a list again for him to
there
get back
go.
Here.
Tell him to keep plugging. All it is just delayed. You know he's coming back. It's just that sometimes the job isn't ready or he's getting himself together, but, yeah, you'll see. Come fall, he'll have that new job.
Oh, good.
Good girl. You get all men coming back to you, see?
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that.
All right, honey, you take care.
Okay, thank you, Francine. Have a wonderful day.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Francine.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine.
Oh, what part of Maine I love. You don't have to tell. I love Maine. Don't tell.
Well, I live on an island.
Oh, really?
Well,
do you need a boat to get back and forth?
No, there's a bridge.
Oh, good.
But I have
we go to Kennebunkport a lot, or Old Orchard Beach, or where else do we go? Camden.
Well, I'm on Deer Isle, which is 3 hours away from there, 4 hours from
wow.
the beginning of Maine.
You are so. Off the beaten path, my love.
Well, it's on the way to Acadia National
Park. Yeah, that's
Park.
Right. And you get internet services up there. Amazing.
A lot of
all
people
right.
from your neck of the woods come here.
We all do. We're all drawn to Maine. Because once you go to Maine, you're spoiled.
Well, it teaches you how to relax.
Absolutely. There's a different vibration in Maine. It's like
oh, yes,
go to New York City, it just all revved up the whole time, even though I love New York. But Maine, you're sort of off the beaten path. All right, Miss Cindy, are you creating a sacred space?
Well, I have all kinds of sacred spaces. But
I bet you do.
I collect heart-shaped rocks.
Yeah,
well,
where's your sacred space in your home?
Well, I have two. This is the place in Maine is on Deer Isle is like my summer place that I'm trying to sell. I also have another place in Portland, which is a larger city, which is 3 hours south of here. And my sacred space there is on my deck. I have all of these beach rocks, heart-shaped rocks that I've created, that I've brought there and put on my deck.
And
beautiful,
don't you
beautiful
feel
rocks.
Don't you feel differently in this space?
In each space, yes.
Yeah, each space promotes a different feeling.
It does. I've been in my main space for 15 years, and all of a sudden it's. You know, I was told it was time for me to move, and I need to get out of the isolation. And
yeah.
And I agree because it was so getting so isolated here that I started doing part time in Portland.
Yeah.
But,
sometimes
we
outgrow things. Now you feel lonely too. Where's your love life?
I'm waiting.
Okay.
And I'm going out.
We're going to get you and Roberta to hang out together.
Well, I go see kayaking, and I do sports, and I'll meet someone through a sport.
You will, absolutely. And that's what I was trying to say to Roberta. Do something that pleases you, but something different. Don't do the same routine all the time.
All right.
So you are an old soul, so you need someone who's an old soul too, Cindy. Do you know that? He has to be... pretty laid back, pretty open. You need an old soul.
Yes, that's
and
true.
Were you married? Did he pass?
Yes, he did. He passed in 1989.
All right, because I have a hubby coming through who just wants to say hi to you, honey.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I feel like you were here to heal him. Does that make sense?
I guess it does. Yeah, I do a lot of metaphysical stuff. I think I was here to teach him how to be
how
in a family
heal.
And have a family.
He didn't know. That was all pretty foreign to him, and he's thanking you for that. And did he have breathing problems?
No.
Nothing with lungs?
No.
Was something septic in his lungs?
Oh, you're talking about him?
Him, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about me.
Oh,
he
no.
He had a heart attack. Yes, he had a heart attack.
But was it congestive? Because I feel like he can't breathe.
Well, that's what happened in the end. Yeah, he had a problem with plaque.
So everything sort of got clogged up. Because he's telling me to tell you he can breathe again. Do not remember him at the end that way.
Oh yeah, it was really strange because we had a party that evening and I was up in bed and he came upstairs and he told me he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
You know, and then he died right after that. So.
Yeah. See, so he's telling you it's not your fault, no guilt. It was his time. Do you have two children?
I have one.
Oh, he's blessing too. Any miscarriages?
Yes.
Okay, because he's blessing two pregnancies.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's your question, Miss Cindy?
Well, I'm looking for a man, but I'm also looking to sell my island home because I've been going back and forth, and it's becoming a bit of a chore for me to be in one place versus the other, and it seems like I'm not spending enough time where I'm supposed to be going, you know, which is the city portion of it.
I agree. I feel you'll meet more people that way as well. As you said earlier, you're too isolated. Even though you loved that isolation, was very convenient for you. But I feel like you're the butterfly now. She wants to fly again.
Yeah, it was instrumental for my growth to be isolated, but now it's suffocating.
Yeah, it is. It gets to the point where you know you've healed and you don't need to be there anymore.
Right.
Good. I'm going to give him a good shuffle. Let's see if we got a man and selling the home. And which order would you like it?
One after the other.
Dude, it doesn't matter exactly.
Probably the house first and then the man
immediately. Yeah, I agree. Then you can get it all ready for the man. All right, it's ironic because your first card is new beginnings. It means that your guides and angels are saying, Cindy, it's time for new beginnings. This, everything old should be saying, not a sad goodbye, but sort of like, you know, you've been great while you lasted, but I've outgrown you, just like a pair of tennis sneakers.
Right.
I just have outgrown you. But your next one is spiritual growth. You're correct. What did you learn? You grew spiritually in this home.
Well, I learned numerology, astrology, and I know that everyone who's having a hard time and feels stuck right now, that by the time we hit the 12th of this month, it's going to finally break.
Yay. Hey, everybody call Cindy for an astrology reading.
Well, all of the people that have this, oh, my gosh, when's it going to end? It's the astrological configurations finally changing.
Yeah, everyone feels a little stuck right now, and they think it's just the summer-fall transition, but you're right, it isn't.
Yeah,
it
isn't. Right.
But you've got a spiritual growth coming, so good girl. All I keep hearing around the house is support. Is there no one supporting you to help sell this house? Are you doing this on your own?
No, it's funny. It's the people on the island want everyone to sell their house for a certain price. That's because it's the only price that they can sell a house for. And it doesn't matter if it's a 100-year-old house or a new house. You know, and I said, no, you know. So I got someone from Portland to sell my house. So I'm kind of here. I feel like I'm selling my own house here because they're located in Portland. But the person is a friend of mine, and I put up a box with sheets in it, and I put the sign up for them. And at least they're publicizing in the newspaper every week,
whereas
the people around here have so many properties that your house never gets in the paper. So I think
How do you think you can make your house stand out?
Well, I'm standing out because I haven't got an island agency selling my house, and I've been here all summer, and I've been opening the windows, and everyone's been noticing the house.
Good.
And last fall, I cut all the trees in my front yard so the house shows more.
Yeah.
I think I've done all those things.
Good.
If that's what you're asking.
And do you have a website or a page where you could post it as well?
Oh, I could put it on my Facebook, except I
don't put it. Yeah, friends, family. If you feel comfortable doing that. But I feel you need support selling this house, and I'm not saying anything against whoever's representing the house, but I feel like they're all falling into one category, and your house has to stand out more.
Yeah, because it's a newer house and it's different, you know. It's a copy of an old schoolhouse.
I feel like right now it feels stuck or stagnant without the support. How long have you had it in the market?
Well, it was on last summer, but it was, and so this is the second summer, but I've been with this new person since June.
All right.
And we are. I mean, I see people are taking my flyers all the time. And
oh, you know, good. So you have flyers, too. Excellent. Yeah. I just feel you, all you need is more support to sell this house. Get it out there. Get your voice out there. Get your flyers out. I just feel like it was almost like a hidden gem no one knew about. And your next one is playfulness. We need you to play.
Yes.
And you know how to play.
Yes.
Good. I don't see a new man yet, my friend. Now, I'm going to shuffle one more time. What's your favorite number from 1 to 10?
3.
All right, I'm going to shuffle 3 more. Let's see. He may just be delayed. 1, 2, 3. Well, I got a man for you, but it's Archangel Michael. That's your lead angel. Do you know that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I got Saint Michael. I never worry when I see St. Michael. And this is funny because I feel someone coming to you, but it's not till the number 7. So I don't know if it's 7 months or next July, pal. But Archangel Michael will bring him because the next one is answered prayer. But your third one is retreat. You don't beat yourself up, but do you go away a lot?
Well, I've been coming here to the island this summer. I figured if I own the house, I might as well use it.
Right, but other than that, do you go on little spiritual retreats?
Oh, no, I just, I do more social things. My son has a house on Martha's Vineyard, and, you know, I go there.
All right, I feel you're going to meet him on some sort of a spiritual retreat or off the beaten path. It's not in a restaurant or anything like that. I just feel like you're kindred spirits. Like he's hanging out doing what he loves, and you're doing the same.
Oh, yeah, well, that's possible. I mean, yeah. There's opportunities in Portland to do that.
Absolutely. I just feel like you're at some sort of a retreat, and it's very natural.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would do those things for sure, and Portland would be the place that would have them.
Excellent. And are you having problems with one of your feet?
Oh,
The left, I feel.
No, the right side of my body is always the problem side of my body, but I had an adjustment made because my back was out of alignment from doing a lot of moving last year.
Okay, so you do see a chiropractor.
Well, he's not a chiropractor. He's a DO. He does adjustments.
Okay, even better then. Do you, did this person say that there's something that the left foot is shorter or that you don't put as much weight on that foot? That's what's throwing you back.
That was possible, except when I started working with a Pilates personal trainer, she evened out my legs, and once he fixed my back and my right side started hurting, I'm balanced, because I used to stand and feel like I was leaning.
Yep.
But that,
yep, because your left leg is a little shorter, your left foot doesn't, I almost feel like your left foot doesn't go onto the floor as flat as it should. And when you do that and you walk consistently, it's going to throw your back off. So tell your Pilates, when you go to Pilates, to make sure they straighten you out in the same thing. Always check on that left side. And that's the maternal side. That's the one you want to nurture with.
Ah, interesting, because I always seem to wound myself on the right side.
Isn't that funny? That's the warrior side. That's the side where you want to protect.
But does that mean I don't have enough strength?
Oh, you do. It just means the left is a little weaker right now. Do you feel like you're not giving enough love away? Because that's the left side. That's the maternal.
Well, you know what? I used to give and give and give and give. And
yeah,
I am going through an adjustment now where everyone wants to come to my house and stay here for free all the time.
Yeah.
And
so you feel
I never get invited anyplace, you know, at their expense. And this summer, I'm evaluating those friends or whatever they are.
Good. I know. I don't
so
blame
maybe that's it.
But don't feel guilty about it because
I'm not.
You are on the money. Don't feel like I should be nurturing them and having them here because then you're just going to resent their company. All right.
Well, they're always saying, when can I come over? I don't even invite them. It's like, well, I said, well.
Oh, it sounds like my relative. No, I'm just kidding.
They're not even relatives.
All right, honey. Thank you, Cindy. Happy selling. Call me when you sell it. I love to hear it. And when you meet him.
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey. You take care. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Gina on next.
Hello.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. Ooh, and what's it like in Georgia today?
Right now the sun is peeping out. But well, I'll take that.
Is it hot?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Humid hot.
I know, we're feeling the same thing, but you know what? I'm not complaining because I'm the biggest complainer in winter. You have great energy.
What's your
question?
My question is about romance and finance.
Well, we're going to find a lot of men this year. Who's the man that hurt you horribly, honey? You don't have to say his name.
My ex-husband. I'm going through a divorce.
Ah, you don't have to see him, do you, at all?
No.
All right. Can you forgive yourself, honey? You're almost beating yourself up, and this isn't your fault.
Okay.
You met a man that didn't know there were strings attached with his love. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure.
Let me give you an example. Like, I'll love you if you do this. Or I'll get mad at you if you don't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
almost, it. Yeah, love shouldn't be that way. It should be very natural.
Mm-hmm.
Are there three children involved?
Two.
Any miscarriages?
Yes, I did. I had mm-hmm. one.
That's because I feel three children. And you're a good mom. Why are you doubting your motherly skills, or is he making you doubt them?
No, he's not. He's just using them.
Aww.
Using them to his advantage in a way, you know, saying like he won't do what he needs to do for his kids, and I have to do everything.
Of course.
So that's probably the doubt or the, you know, pressure
of
being a good mother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're a good mom, honey. But what's happening is he's making you feel overwhelmed, like, here,
yes.
This is all your fault, or everything is, mm-hmm. you didn't do this, so now you have to pay for it. And that's not fair.
Yes.
Yeah, you picked a tough one this time, pal. But I almost never say this, but I'm glad you're leaving him. Yeah.
Okay.
I just, like, he didn't tell you how beautiful you were, how special you were. He told you what was wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's got to go.
Yeah,
is he next already?
I think we had to tell in, so we're going through a mediation at the moment. So hopefully it'll be settled, or the appointment for the mediation hopefully soon. So, because he's the one that wanted a divorce, not me, but he wanted it. So,
I filed it. Okay. I feel he wasn't faithful. Is that true?
That's true, too. Towards the end of the marriage, he wasn't faithful. He's still with that person. So,
well, good luck to her, huh?
I know. that's not my problem.
It isn't. I just feel like by April, you're in a much better place. The divorce is final, and you're free. I don't want you to meet someone right away, Gina. I want you to take your time, honey, and find out who you are again, okay? I don't want you to rush into anything quickly.
Okay.
And who's Reggie?
Reggie, that could be two. That's my soon-to-be ex-brother-in-law. Or that could be an old thing that was in college. But I don't understand him like that.
I just feel don't be tempted by someone named Reggie, okay?
Okay. All right.
I don't know if he hears your divorce and wants to come in.
Okay.
Just let's figure out who Gina is again.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want in a man this time?
I want somebody who can communicate his feelings and let me know what's going on. I don't want to just guess what's going on or walk around eggshells. So I just want a communicator and a listener.
I agree. I think that's probably the most important thing, because you're not a mind reader.
Right.
You're not. And they say we women are difficult, but you know what? Men hold more in than we do. So you need to ask your angels, send me someone who communicates with me and lets me know, not all of their feelings, obviously, but a good amount of them. And
right.
Someone to love my children as much as me.
Mm-hmm. I have asked for that.
Good.
Yes.
And
I ask for someone who's affectionate, who shows me love and affection. I mean,
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid.
Even someone just wants to hold your hand.
Exactly. You know, don't walk in front of me. Just walk beside me, hold my hand. You don't have to do it every time, but just the fact that you care. It just,
what
you know.
I feel with your ex is he never learned respect for women.
He was very disrespectful towards me. I mean, towards the end, I mean, he just, I don't know. I just don't know this person anymore. She's a stranger to me, so I don't know who he is.
Yeah, as long as he's going to hopefully love and support his kids in some way. But you're ready to move on. Can I shuffle and deal out some cards?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Do you have a mother figure in heaven, honey? Because she's trying to get through.
A grandmother.
Yeah, but was she like a mom?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah,
and
because she kind of raised me, like, my mom was working, and I used to go over her house, and she used to, three or four, she used to do that.
This is your mother's mother, and she's saying that she's a tough lady. She tells it like it is, but she did love you with all her heart, Gina. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah, she did, and I just want you to know it was her pleasure to watch over you. All right, your first card, there's no shock here, is self-acceptance. You allowed your ex to take a lot of your self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to get it back?
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
Most of what he said were just lies, and you're not going to believe them.
Right.
Your next one is dreams. Do you see someone coming in your dreams? I feel like you're already seeing this.
See someone coming?
Yeah. No? Are you remembering your dreams?
I am.
But
I haven't really seen anyone that, sparked my eye.
All right. You might be sitting at a kitchen table and see him, but I feel like before you meet him, you'll get a little snippet in your dream.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. And your next card is forgiveness. At some point, can you forgive your ex?
Yes, I will. And I'm working towards that now, even though he's doing that, but I'm working towards forgiving him.
Yeah, and it's a process. It's a process.
It is.
But I feel like when you forgive him, you really set yourself free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your last card is new love. It's within, this is the fourth card, so it's no later than next April.
Ooh.
And I'm almost hoping it is towards late winter, early spring. Are you taking the kids away somewhere?
We had around the 4th of July, we went to Alabama. That was for my sister's husband family. But, but if, you know, if money pop up, and maybe,
so
I would love to.
Yeah, you and the kids it's just the three of you, and you just go away, and it feels so right. I want to say it's like October, November. Are you visiting relatives for the holidays? Or?
I have a relative, but she's in the Atlanta area, and I live in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be that area. It wouldn't be them.
No, but it seems like you're sort of getting off the beaten path. You're with family members, but it's not your hometown. And you're getting used to the different men that are there. You're sort of flirting a little bit. It makes you feel good, like, hey, I still got it. Good girl.
Yeah.
All right, are you going to create a sacred space in the corner of your home?
I am working on it. I'm working on clearing my space and clearing everything so I can have a sacred space for myself
yeah.
to meditate.
Good. That's so important, Gina, after a divorce, that you get rid of all that negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you make it
definitely.
Your space. Absolutely. All right, send me a picture of your sacred space.
I sure will.
I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed this reading. You were dead on.
Oh, you're a sweetie, honey. Thank you. My angels are great, not me. I just bring the messages through.
Okay.
All right, honey,
you keep in touch.
I
sure will. I'll keep an update, definitely.
I would love to hear an update. All right,
okay.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling
from? Chicagoland area. Suburb.
The Windy City, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
We could use the wind today. What's your question?
Okay, so what do you see career-wise coming up for me? I'm looking for a job in the next. You know, like, what do you see? It sounds like you are kind of good at this.
All right. My angels love to give you the right career information. Why do I feel you're looking in the wrong areas, Lisa?
Well, I don't think I am.
What type of jobs are you looking for?
Nonprofit, administration, association, that kind of thing.
Okay. Nonprofit.
It's my field. I'm not going to change that.
No, I don't blame it, but are you looking in just certain areas for it or certain... Are you keeping it to just a few companies? I feel like you're not broadening this.
No, I'm trying to broaden it. I have to.
Excellent. Does it have to be in Chicago?
Oh, yes. I'm not moving from this area yet.
All right. So,
do you see that coming up in the next
like I'm not so sure you're going to accept it because it's a – what if it were a company that you weren't so sure of in the beginning?
No, I'd still be open.
Excellent. I just feel it's not your traditional nonprofit, but I feel – see, you're a healer too, Lisa, so you're there to promote. You're there to heal people, but you do it behind the scenes. But
like administratively?
More as people come to you. People come to you. You're behind the scenes. I want you in the forefront now. Were your last job sort of you were organizing, but you'd have to call people to organize. You weren't in their face.
Yeah, it was kind of like it was too high of a level. I'm looking for a lower level.
Yeah.
And it wasn't what I was really good at, like education planning. And I'm looking more for administrative.
That's what they're saying, and you're looking in the wrong places. Good. So let's go. And I'm not going to say it's down a level. It's absolutely not down a level. But it's your level. It's your level. You're a people person, and you organize well. So would you look for jobs that when you can be the administrator?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly.
Excellent. Hands-on with people. Because I feel like with the last job, you felt like you were faking it. You weren't, but you're like, I'm faking it here. This is not where I want to be. It just means you weren't anointed to stay.
So do you see this coming up in the next couple months?
Let me shuffle the cards. Let's get and put a number on it. How's that? But I want you as the advisor, the administrator, the person who gets things done in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take the ball and you run with it. You love that. All right, let's give them a good shuffle. I'm going to deal out four. One, two, three, four. Excellent. Your first card is forgiveness. Why are you so mad about this... the job that you did take, the current one?
No, I'm not. I just think it was the wrong thing, and I'm okay with that. I'm not really.
Okay.
I'm just
the first
wanting to find the right thing.
The first kind is forgiveness. Forgive yourself because you actually learned something by taking this job. I feel like it helps you to grow. Mm-hmm. Your next one is ideas and inspiration. Within a two, you'll have a new job. Do you get your resume polished up?
Oh, yeah. I've been applying a lot.
Excellent.
Recently.
Applying
what?
For administrative assistant, though, and not
yes.
anything else?
No. Coordinator two.
Okay. That's all. That's all in the same category. But within a two. So if this is September, no later than November.
Okay.
And your next one is intention. When you're working with people, do you notice your goals in life get higher?
Yeah, I like to be around people.
You do. It's like right now, I don't know, you're just feeling I'm here, but I'm not making a difference. But when you're working hands-on with people, your intentions are amazing. It's like, this isn't good enough. Now I want to try this, that, and the other thing. So, great.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the love in your life?
No, I'm not looking for that. I just want to kind of just, I'm supposed to be moving later
You've
this
got
month.
You've got a new love coming to town.
I don't know, but I have a condo I'm purchasing, so that's supposed to happen mid-month. I did wonder about that. Do you see that as being positive? I sold my old condo, and I don't know. Just
okay,
now.
You got a new condo, but I see red tape. What does that mean? Delay.
I don't know about that.
Are there more papers to sign? Is something holding it up?
No. It's going to be in a couple weeks. It hasn't happened yet.
All right. Why do I feel there's a little delay around it?
No, I don't think there should be.
All right. Hope I'm wrong. But you're going there to meet your new love. I bet he lives in the same building.
Do you see that being positive, the new place?
I do. Why do you push men away or partners away?
I don't know, but I did want to talk about the place. Like, I asked the lawyer about a property search, like a title search, and I'm not sure it's been done yet.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay to have him do it? I don't know if he's going to do it for a company or on his own.
All right, because that might be the delay too, Lisa. There's a delay around the condo, so I might be just getting the condos mixed up. Do you trust this man?
Well, I don't know. He seems okay, but I think I need to get that done, the title search.
I do too. I feel if you don't, there's a lot of red tape and delay, so that would be one thing I'd put in the forefront.
Yeah, tomorrow
yep.
The real estate agent was going to check on that, and then I told her I was going to talk to him if I had any questions. So I'm
yep.
probably, after she responds back, I'm probably still going to want to have that done, and it should only take a few days. You know
yep,
what I mean?
That's all, but don't delay it because then you'll fall into, setbacks, and you don't want that. So, new man, new condo, a new condo, new man. And are you going to create?
Do you think that, there'll be no problem with this condo, like the lady's history was fine before me? I mean, I feel like it is. But
the new condo?
Yeah, like once.
No, once you move in, it's awesome. It's just get the paperwork started.
But I mean, like, I don't think, like, with the paperwork, I don't think it'll come up with any problems or anything. Do you see that? Like, she not being honest? I feel like she's real honest, the lady.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like she's the problem. I feel paperwork is your problem.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you're delaying paperwork, and that's just going to delay this, yeah. No, she's eager to go. She doesn't want to be there.
No, but, I mean, is she honest? I don't think she was in bankruptcy or anything like that.
No.
Kind of leaned on the property.
She just seems a nice lady who wants to give her condo to someone who's going to enjoy it again.
Yeah, I don't think it would come up on a title search or anything like she had, like, liens against herself.
Yeah.
She's only
but you know what, Lisa? You got to protect yourself, so get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
and
even
if he doesn't,
for your own peace
if
of
he
mind.
If he doesn't do it, well, I'm sure he will. He has
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you see there being any problem with him, with the lawyer doing that?
What's his first name?
John.
No, but I feel delay. Has he got a lot in his plate and he's putting you on the back burner? Or you got to call
no.
him.
Yeah, I got to talk to him. The real
yes.
estate agent was going to talk to him tomorrow, and then I'll follow up after
right.
she comes back with the title search information.
Good.
But she was going to ask him, and if he says he's just doing it, then I was going to call back and just say I'll pay to have it done. You know, can you go through the company because I need that done?
Absolutely. Then you can put your mind to rest.
Yeah.
All right, honey. Go and enjoy this beautiful day, and thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Enjoy your new condo.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we still have one last caller yet.
Okay, we'll go with that, if that's okay with you, Mike.
Oh, no problem. And,
all right, this will be the last caller.
Tony.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tony?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Ooh, hot there today, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
All right. Did you do the little sacred spaces?
I got through the show late, so.
Okay. All right, what's your question?
I have recently had a job interview, so I was curious to see the outcome of that.
Okay. And is this something in management?
No, not really management.
What type of a job?
It's in technology. Yeah.
But why do I hear the word management? Is there room to grow or advance?
There could be. Yeah, there could be. But as far as, you know, I was going for was just a regular technology position.
Yeah. But is this the type of company, I guess is what I'm asking, where you're not just going to settle for one level? There is room to grow?
I believe there should be room to grow there.
Good. And when did you apply?
Well, I interviewed on, it was last week, I think it was, let's see, Wednesday?
Okay. And with the long weekend, there's always a delay because everyone's away. Yeah, I don't have a problem with this job, but I'm going to draw, can I draw some cards?
Sure.
I feel like you nailed the interview. Do you feel confident?
I felt relatively confident.
Good. Did they say it was down to you and another person?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of gave the typical thing where they say, you know, we're going to, you know, follow up with some other candidates and, you know, that type of thing.
I feel you are really high on their totem pole, though, so that's a good thing. All right, I'm going to shuffle and deal out four, Tony.
Okay.
And are you moving, or did you just move?
I have moving in the middle of my mind. I didn't want to say back in my mind, but I have in the middle of my mind as soon as like I can get things in order. I'd love to move.
I just see packing boxes all around you. So
oh,
all
yeah.
Right. I'm not worried about you. Your first card celebration.
Wow.
Will you go out and celebrate when you get this job?
Yes, I will.
Good. And support. When you get the job, do you have to support someone else other than yourself?
No, not really. But I mean, I would like to do things where I can support a lot of people.
Your mom?
I mean, you know, it's definitely included in a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, you know, I like to be able to do things, you know, on a grander scale where I can, like, I guess. You know, support like a lot of people, so definitely.
Yeah, no, but I feel like your mom's so proud once you get this job that it's like you throw some support her way and she's like, oh my God, she talks about you like you're better than ice cream.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like she's so proud of you, so don't give her a hard time, Tony.
I will not.
All right. And that your next card is power. You're a very powerful man. Why don't you believe that? Lately you're just not feeling it.
I kind of walk that line where it's like, you know, I know it, but then like you know it in your soul, but then like you look at the things that's before you in this reality, and sometimes there is a disconnect between, you know, the way that I feel versus the things that I see. So sometimes
right.
I have to kind of like go into a quiet place to match.
Good. So what does your soul tell you? Your soul tells you the truth. Your head tells you, oh, you won't get that job. You need to listen to your intuition more, because your next one is focus. You're focusing on the wrong thing, pal. You need to go inward more. Yeah, you're an old soul, just like the lady who called from Maine. You've been hundreds of lifetimes back and forth, and you keep coming back. Did you have a hard time focusing in school as a child? I just feel like you wanted to fix everybody in the room, and you couldn't focus in your schoolwork, and I was the same way.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, I guess schoolwork was kind of blasé at times, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but do you see your focus? That's why your angels take you towards the technical world. When you're there, your focus is dead on.
Mm.
It's like you know what you're anointed to do, and you run with it. So, yeah, the tech job is yours. Call me when you get it, will you?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Go out and have a drink, a non-alcoholic drink, whatever you drink.
Yeah, definitely a non-alcoholic drink. That works.
Me too. All right, Tony. Have
Thank
a great
so
day in New York.
Bye. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's the last of our callers.
Thank you. It was nice to work with you, Mike.
Yeah, I actually wanted to mention, I checked out your website last night before doing the show today, and I did your meditation, the video you have on there on fear. And I really enjoyed that, so I just wanted to tell you how I like that.
Oh, thank you. And I encourage everyone else to do that. And if you haven't signed up for my online class, go to my website. You're going to love it. You may even make fun of me because it's the first time I'm doing it online. So you can critique me while you're taking my class, but you will learn a lot. All right, thanks, Mike. Enjoy the rest of this day. And everybody out there, I love you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.